Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday to you all. It's Mr. Ryan Worley checking in for yet another segment of Authentic Smile. On behalf of Authentic Smile, of course, I want to say peace, love, blessings, and positivity to you all out there. I hope you guys are up and at them. You've had your breakfast, your coffee, your tea, your fuel, your exercise, your meditation, all of the good stuff to get started today. Side note, I hope you guys out there who celebrate Halloween had a beautiful Halloween. I know me and my family have had a lot of fun with Halloween. We dress up every year so that our little daughter can experience Halloween in a fun way. I hope you guys enjoyed yours as well. It is November. We are day number 4 in November. And we have gained an extra hour of sleep, which is amazing. And yes, today is a day, Motivation Monday, to get things going and continue the journey to a better self and a better life. That being said, good morning. And today's topic has everything to do with irrelevancy in arguing and debating. So I guess we can say the title is Stop Arguing and Debating About Irrelevant Things. It's a waste of time. Stop arguing and fighting over and debating about irrelevant things. It's a waste of time. I know you guys are probably wondering, what are those irrelevant things? Here we go. Won't keep you guys long today. Just want to touch on this topic and give my perspective and share my light. Irrelevant thing number one, that most people argue about. It's a waste of time. Being right. Making your point. Your pride level is so high that you just want to make your point and not listen to anyone else's point of view. Making a point all the time and always having to be correct or always having to be right and always having to feel like you're arguing, that to me is a waste of time. Here's why. If you argue with someone or debate with someone or fight with someone who believes that they are right every single time, they never, ever, ever hold themselves accountable for being wrong at times, and they always feel that they're right. That is time wasted. That is a conversation that has nothing to do with anything. Irrelevant thing number two. Besides arguing with a person that is always correct, who always believes that they're correct, you're just wasting your breath. Thing number two, it's irrelevant to argue or fight or debate about finances. I'll say it. It's all about coming together. If you take care of your own finances, or for my married folk out there, or my joint account folk out there, all it takes is proper communication on combining your finances. And when you combine a portion of your finances, communicating what that is for and using it exactly for what it's for, nothing more, nothing less. Communicate that. Nothing to argue about. Nothing to have a debate about. That's it. We make it complicated at times when you don't communicate about what the finances are going to be used for and all of this other stuff. Let's stop it. gotta stop arguing about that, fighting about that, debating about that. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant to growth. It's just an argument. And let's face it, at this point in life, we should be focused only on what's gonna feed our soul, only on what's gonna feed our belly and our bodies the right way, and we should only be focused on what's gonna elevate our minds and our souls. Fighting and arguing about things like finances and being right and point of view and defending yourself and all of these selfish acts and selfish perspectives, they don't help us elevate. They only make us confused, and they only make us feel like we're at a standstill in life. And this is just my perspective, but I know someone else out there probably feels that way. So let's stop arguing and fighting and debating about finances, being right all the time. And for my people out there who get very, very defensive, such as myself in the past, it's not about making a point anymore in life. It's not about being selfish in that way anymore in life. If you have to argue, debate, or have serious discussions about things like that, in my perspective, is a waste of time. We shouldn't be defending ourselves. We shouldn't have to feel like we're defending ourselves all the time. We should be only focused on elevating ourselves and focused on positivity and focused on the task at hand and moving forward and elevating our businesses, ourselves, our mind, our bodies, our souls. And we shouldn't have to feel like we're defending that or fighting against that at any point in life, because it makes you feel horrible and it makes you feel like life is at a standstill and it makes you feel small. Secondly, we shouldn't be arguing about finances anymore in our life, because money comes and go. Yes, we need money, but money shouldn't mean that much to you to where it takes you, one, out of character, two, to argue and fight and debate about it with yourself or your partner or whoever that you are combining finances with. I get it. Finances are a very sensitive thing. However, nothing to fight about. And thirdly, for the people out there that always need to be right, and let's face it, I'll say this in an authentic way and not sugarcoat it. We all have walked the path of trying to be right all the time, including myself. And I come to realize that trying to be right all the time is very draining and very irrelevant to growth. It's just a fight, argument, debate waiting to happen. So get stronger mentally, grow some tough skin, and allow people who want to be right all the time to be right. And keep yourself and protect your peace and to keep yourself under the umbrella of balance and harmony, and stop fighting and arguing these things. Your life will feel better. You'll feel more at peace. And I'm telling you guys right now, I'm only speaking from personal experience, and I have all the intention in the world to live stress-free, just like we all set out to do. Living stress-free will allow us to focus on what's really important in our lives, which is meditating ourselves to a higher state, feeding ourselves physically the healthiest things that we possibly can, exercising our minds and our bodies so that we can correct and balance out our souls. That's it. Because once we have that full spectrum of balance throughout our life, now we can be a inspiration and a help and a motivation to others around us. But we cannot do that to the best of our abilities if we're steady picking up our pieces and worried about things like debating who's right and who's wrong and what's right and what's wrong and being correct and just belittling each other and talking and disrespecting each other in ways that the world doesn't need. It's already enough of that around. So make sure you guys today, if you're that person, let's throw that person away and continue to move forward, man, and move with love and peace and kindness and respect and integrity. And just understand that we live in a world to where a lot of things that are irrelevant are being discussed. A lot of things that have nothing to do with our lives and are in the aura of our life and the energy in our life. It changes all of that because we allow it to. So let's make the right choices moving forward, starting today. Starting today and making better judgment about what we converse about with others. It's not about arguing. It's not about fighting. And it's not about being right. It's about having effective communication throughout the days with other human beings without all of the highs and the lows. We have to find a way to balance out all of that. And the one way to do that is to literally walk away from all irrelevant conversation and all irrelevant communication with others. Surround yourself around people who you can have a good conversation with, peaceful conversation with, and conversation that has substance and that is relevant to your growth, not irrelevant to your spirit. That being said, you guys have a wonderful day. Don't forget to conquer all the goals you set out to smash today. In order to do that, focus on what you're doing. Have a smile all day as much as you can. Smile your way through your day, as I like to say. And also, don't forget to pray first. Authentic smile out. Peace.